You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now it's time for our weekly catch-up with the Labour Party's Carmel Cipollone.
A recent One News Variant poll shows Labour having three more seats in Parliament than what they currently have. However, the poll still put the coalition able to form government with 63 seats. Labour leader Chris Hipkins has also dropped several points in the preferred Prime Minister rankings. Last week, the Western Samoan Citizenship Bill passed through Select Committee with unanimous support. This is despite the National Party not supporting the bill at first reading. The bill is being pushed by Carmel Cipollone as Labour spokesperson for Pacific Peoples, as well as Labour Pacific Caucus Chair Jenny Salesa and the Greens' Tiano Tuiono. The bill aims to right a historic wrong when in 1982 National Prime Minister Robert Muldoon took away New Zealand citizenship from those born in Western Samoa. And yesterday, Parliament passed a law that would change divorce laws in cases of abuse. The law removes the required 2-year separation period for victims who want to divorce their abuser. The law was fought for by Ashley Jones, who began the campaign 4 years ago while trying to leave an abusive marriage. The legislation, colloquially known as Ashley's Law, passed as a Labour Party members' bill with support from Jones' local MP Chris Bishop. For our weekly catch-up with the Labour Party, I spoke with Labour Deputy Leader Carmel Cipollone about all of these topics. I started by asking about the recent polling numbers. Are you happy with what the most recent polling results mean for Labour?
Oh yeah, absolutely. We're up from what we got at the election, and we are tracking in terms of moving up in the polls, and that's what we should be hoping for. You know, we said that we'd spend the first year listening and getting out and engaging with stakeholders, and that's absolutely what we're doing.
What part of what you're doing do you think resonates with voters?
Just the connecting and the engaging and the willingness to listen to people's ideas, to hear their thoughts on what we should do if we get re-elected. But also we're hearing from people that they're not happy with this government. We're seeing it with the number of New Zealanders that are leaving the country. We're feeling it with the number of New Zealanders that are losing jobs. And so there certainly is a disappointment with the current government, and people are wanting to engage with us to let us know what their thoughts are.
Chris Hipkins is down as preferred Prime Minister. Is this really a vote of confidence for Labour?
Oh, look, it's always really difficult for the opposition leader to get profile or to get visibility. Clearly, the media want to hear from the government mostly. But Chris is out and about, he is everywhere, and he is engaging and he's doing exactly what he said he would do, which is get out there and listen to New Zealanders. He's doing well, considering, and I've got all confidence in him.
The Samoan Citizenship Bill has passed the Select Committee. Is this optimistic?
It is optimistic, and it's always good when we can actually agree. Off of the Dawn Raids apology, there needed to be continual actions and responses that acknowledge our relationship with the Pacific. And this is certainly one. And so it's really comforting to know that all political parties are supporting this bill.
Is it disappointing that some of what Samoan communities were pushing for have not made it into this bill?
I think, you know, for some it will be. However, you know, there's still some time to look at whether or not there should be amendments or whether or not something else could be put forward at committee stages. And I think some political parties, including us, are taking that into consideration and certainly looking at that.
Overall, have Samoan communities been heard throughout the Select Committee process?
They absolutely have, and it is the vocal voice of the Samoan community that has helped with regards to mobilising the support across political parties for this bill. And so I'm really grateful to the tens of thousands of Samoans who have been out advocating for this, have made submissions and have made their voices heard.
Ashley's Law was passed through Parliament yesterday. Why was this law led through Parliament by Labour?
Are you talking about the bill?
Yes, domestic violence divorce one.
Yes, so, I mean, this was something that was put up by Angie Warren-Clark and then carried on by Deborah Russell. It's really important. It means that those that are in domestic violence situations don't need to continue to be traumatised, that they can exit their marriages without having to wait for that two-year period. And it's, again, really good to see that there was cross-party support.
What prompted Labor to bring this bill towards Parliament?
Well, we know how traumatising it is to be in a domestic violence relationship. And we know that for those that are trying to exit those relationships, that two-year period can continue to with the re-traumatisation and put them in a position where they're very vulnerable. And so this was an important bill, and again, really good to see that it was supported.
Is this law likely to make a difference for survivors of domestic abuse?
Oh, look, there's a lot more that needs to be done. However, this is one step towards addressing the challenges and the trauma that they face.
And when will this bill be in action?
I don't know the actual start date of this bill, and so I can't respond to that.
That was Labor Deputy Leader Carmel Cipollone. On the recent One News variant poll, the Western Samoan Citizenship Bill gaining unanimous support at Select Committee, and the divorce law change known as Ashley's Law that was passed through Parliament yesterday.
That was our weekly chat with the Labor Party.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.